Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's Wednesday, February 1st, and you're tuned into the Cleveland Baseball Talk Podcast. I'm Joe Noga. Shortly, I'll be joined by Paul Hoynes and Bowling Green senior David Rosofsky. You might know him better as the SpongeBob guy who made appearances at Guardians playoff games against the Rays and Yankees last year wearing a SpongeBob costume in honor of Oscar Gonzalez's walk-up music. But what you don't know about David is that behind the scenes, he's big into baseball stats and numbers and figures, and he runs a project for his senior thesis where he looks at high school baseball fields, starting in Ohio and then spreading to other states, where he maps and charts the dimensions of every high school baseball field and produces graphics and information about each one. It's a fascinating project that David started during the pandemic and has kept going, and it's really a fun way to sort of look at baseball from a different perspective. Maybe not the pro side of things, but definitely somebody who has a passion for the game. So let's get to our interview with David Rosofsky. Okay, we're joined now by Bowling Green senior David Rosofsky. You might know him better by a different name, the SpongeBob guy, who was part of the Guardians' run through the playoffs after Oscar Gonzalez hit his walk-off home run. ESPN cameras found David wearing his SpongeBob costume in the crowd, and it was a reaction that everybody in Cleveland sort of felt. David, great to have you on the podcast, but we want to talk to you about the SpongeBob stuff later on. First, we want to talk about your project, your Ohio High School baseball fields project, and how you got into that and the stats and the visuals behind it. It just seems like a fascinating project. David, welcome on the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Let's get back to, you know, when this project started. You just sort of went through and looked at the odd high school fields in Ohio, and it sort of expanded beyond that. Tell us where the idea came from and what you plan to do with this material that you've collected.
Yeah, so back in early 2020, when the pandemic happened, I was just sitting in my room. There wasn't really much to do. Like, classes were kind of like hitting a lull. No one really knew what was going on. So I was just kind of sitting in my room, and online there was kind of a little mini trend going around where people were posting like what fields they went to high school at, and kind of like showing off the weirdness of the fields. And as someone who played high school at I'd consider a weird field, I wanted to see how mine stacked up against others, not only in the state, but like in the country. So that night I created a spreadsheet and a map, and I just went from there plotting every single baseball field in Ohio.
So you use Google Maps and you go on and you get the dimensions and you do outlines and these visuals. You're a visual media major at Bowling Green?
Yeah, I'm a senior digital art major at Bowling Green.
So as far as, you know, what you were looking for or what you were interested about in these fields, it doesn't necessarily have to be the dimensions. Is there you know, locations? Is there anything else that you add into the project that, you know, is fascinating about these locations?
Yeah, I think not only the field itself brings the weirdness, I think sometimes locations also play a factor into that. Like, I'm working on Rhode Island right now, and there's a field that's on an island, and you have to go by ferry to get onto the field itself. And they just started playing again in a couple of years ago. So I think that's really quirky. The field itself isn't like crazy, but I think that's a fun thing that doesn't really happen normally.
You said you've got Rhode Island. You're working on Rhode Island. What other states have you completed, and what do you hope to get done in the near future?
Mm-hmm. So I've fully completed Ohio, Utah, West Virginia. I'm blanking on it right now. Hawaii and Alaska, and I'm currently working on Maine, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. So I'm finished 5 out of 50, working on 3 out of 50. Still got 42, so long ways to go.
Is there a lot of grizzly bears in Alaska playing second base on those fields?
Hopefully not. I think they definitely got their fences down. Some fields don't have any fences at all, but I think you got to get some fences in Alaska for sure.
That's got to be weird, the sort of the disparity between, you know, you say some schools have fields that don't have fences. Some schools probably have, you know, full press boxes and stands and everything that are, mm-hmm. you know, super nice. What's one of the nicest and what's one of the most sparse fields you've mapped?
So there are some really nice fields. I don't really focus on those, so I don't really remember off the top of my head like a really nice field. I remember when I went to Keystone, like I played at Keystone High School in LaGrange in Medina County. I was always drawn to that field. They played like a park, and that field was always really nice. Yeah, just some, like Euclid has a nice field. Just fields all across Ohio are mainly pretty nice, but I think one of the weirdest ones would probably be Monroe Central in Woodsfield, Ohio. That's southeast. That's kind of by Wheeling, West Virginia, basically. Like, it's only like 20 minutes from there. They have to fit their baseball field inside of their football field. And so it's rectangular. And so left field's like 270 feet. And then right field is almost 500 feet. And so it seems to create a lot of disparity amongst what handedness you bat.
So Hoynesy, it looks kind of like Polo Grounds, only shifted to the right. So, you know, when you covered Babe Ruth in the Polo Grounds.
So you see Willie Mays make that catch in 1954.
Yeah. You could have done it at Monroe Central.
David, where did you play high school baseball, and what was your field like?
So I played at Luthan West High School in Rocky River, Ohio. It's only about a 20-minute drive from Cleveland. Yeah, our field is kind of unique. We have our kind of mini version of the monster. I actually think it's harder to hit a home run at our field than Fenway Park's left field. It's only about 10, 20 feet shorter, but it's like 20 feet farther. And so, like, I've never seen a home run hit left or center field there. I've heard about it through lore, but like I've never physically seen one happen.
So we were speaking earlier. You were talking about you know, seeing a home run at Lakewood Park, the field there at Lakewood High School, in getting caught by the high fence there by Bunce Road.
Yeah. That's also one I consider pretty weird in Lakewood. That field also has a lot of quirks, like the thin turf, but just the bases have sand, mm-hmm. like the right field having their version of the monster to avoid hitting cars. Ohio seems to have a lot of unique fields about them, and I really enjoy that.
When you post these graphics and people see, you know, what what you've worked on, and they share their stories about their high school fields. What's been the response from people who follow you on Twitter and from the schools themselves when they see their fields up there on the online?
Yeah, I think baseball is a really unique sport in which, like, all the fields are different and they're actually embraced because of their differences. Like, if a football field is really bad quality, like, no one's really going to be like, oh, I love playing there. Like, a basketball court, if everyone's like slipping, no one's gonna be like, oh man, I can't wait to go back there to play. But if a baseball field, it has like a really short field, like a short fence, like, I think people embrace that part of the sport. I really enjoy that. I posted that back in April, the first post, and I've gotten nothing. I don't really think I've gotten much negative connotation along with it. Most schools that I post about seem to really jump on board and embrace it.
Have you gotten any schools reach out to you saying something like, hey, do our stadium next? We've got a really neat one, or anything like that?
I remember when I posted the first one, a lot of people were talking about Swanton High School, which is in Northwest Ohio, almost about 20 minutes from me. I've been to that field. That one's pretty weird. There's a creek in right field, and people have told me that to attempt to catch home runs, people have actually fell in the creek during games. Yeah, a lot of people reached out about that field, and even the high school itself told me to do that one. And when I posted it in the second part, they really gravitated towards that.
I was wondering how many fields have artificial turf, or do you take that into account?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I have not officially taken that into account, but there are a lot of different aspects of fields now that I've kind of got a system going on states. I am going back to fields and like taking into account other things. So I do plan on doing turf. And then, like we said earlier, if a fence is closed or not, I plan on taking all that into account later.
So this project is your senior thesis, your digital media senior thesis. Where do you see this going? And, you know, is it going to be on display somewhere? What's the next step for this project for you?
Yeah. So for my senior thesis, I'm mainly focusing on just Ohio. So I have overlay graphics where I take all the fields and I put them on top of each other as outlines. And then I have a gradient from like purple being like a massive field and red being a small field. And I'm turning that into a giant poster that you can view. And then also a virtual reality viewer for some of the weird ones, where I actually drove to the fields and took 360 photos from home plate and the pitcher's mound. So you can view the fields firsthand. And that should be on display, hopefully in mid-March.
And go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and then also I don't really have a massive estimate on when it should be completed, but once I get all the states done, I plan on turning this into a website so everyone can check out any field regardless.
Yeah. This is sort of like a labor of love. You've worked 2 years on the first state, and some states take you different amounts of time.
Yeah. Alaska only has like 25, 26 stadiums. That one, I cranked that one out in like a couple of days. Hawaii took me like a week or two, but Ohio took me 2 years to finish. That one has 742 fields.
Wow.
So that one was laborious, but yeah, I don't know how long it's going to take, but I'm here to enjoy the ride.
As far as your next step, senior graduating, you know, this spring, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Hopefully I'm done with most of the states. No direct, like I said, estimation on that. Hopefully the website's near completion, I want to say. And then, yeah, I also hope to one day work for a major sports team. It doesn't even have to be major sports team, just any sports teams. I love sports, as you can probably tell. So just to get involved with anything around that field would be the dream.
You're hopefully 5 years from now you're working at a major league ball club or somebody doing stats or graphics or something. But hopefully this spring you're at Progressive Field in the SpongeBob costume, sort of cheering on the Guardians and Oscar Gonzalez as well. What was that like to go through that whole experience back in the playoffs and grab that sort of your 15 minutes there on national TV and becoming a meme?
Yeah, it is still completely surreal. Like I do wake up sometimes, and I just like I do think it's a dream sometimes still. I go back and I look at like the highlights from that those two games, and I see myself in the video, but I'm like I still sometimes contemplate if I was actually there. It was really crazy to go back and think about that moment.
Are you going to come back next year or this season? Oscar
Yeah.
says he's got the same walk-up music.
Yeah, I do hope to come back sometimes. Hopefully do a first pitch for a game sometime in the season. Now, I think that would be really cool. Not just for me, but for the fans too. I do plan on coming to some games in SpongeBob costume. Maybe not all of them, but some of them I think it would be fun.
Well,
Do
I
like
just think. I think it was fascinating that during the, after Oscar hit the walk-off, that the fans sort of rallied around and got you a ticket for the division series because you weren't, it wasn't like a given that you were going to be there, but
Yeah.
they sort of felt like, hey, we need this guy here. He's coming to all these games.
Yeah, I was like I'm in college, and I was looking at the prices of these tickets. I'm like, I don't know if it's a guarantee that I'm going to be able to make it to these games. And people were like, yeah, if you go to these games, we will help you out. We will get you tickets.
If you
Like
wear the costume, if you wear the
if you wear the
costume,
costume, of
we'll get
course.
you the
Yeah,
tickets.
I'm not going to those games if I'm not wearing the costume. And I want to wear the costume too. I want to support the team. So yeah, it was crazy. I was really curious if like we kept going. I was like, how long is this gonna go? I can't imagine.
Do people stop you at the ballpark, ask you for autographs or pictures or anything like that?
Oh my gosh. Game four, after the second walk off by Oscar, there were periods of times where I couldn't even like move, and there's like a line forming like in the ball club. I literally like I would take a picture, and then I would like turn around, and there was like three other people. They're like, sorry to bother you, but can I get a picture? And I'm like, yeah, of course.
What's that like to see little kids showing up at the ballpark wearing SpongeBob costumes and sort of emulating what you were doing?
Yeah, it is wild. I just to do that as a humble little joke in August for the first time, and then people telling me like, oh, I don't know if that's gonna work. And I was just like, I don't care. I think it's funny. Like I think it's wholesome. Like I'm not doing any I don't think I'm doing any wrong doing it. I think it is a fun little joke. And to see it pan out to what it's become, I think it's really awesome and telling about our fans.
It's
You met Oscar, right, Gonzalez? Did he say
Yeah.
anything to you or about the outfit?
So yeah, after the I did it for the first time in August, I posted it online, and he responded, and then from there I messaged him, and eventually we were able to like meet and get a photo and an autograph in September. Yeah, it's been really cool. Like, and even after the season ended, like I messaged him, and I was like, thanks for hitting that home run and bringing all this unexpected fame towards me. And he was really nice about it. He was like, oh yeah, you're doing a good thing. Thanks for what you're doing too. Like it's just he's a really wholesome guy. I really appreciate him.
Yeah, it's we're looking forward to getting back to the ballpark in the spring and seeing you there and hearing the SpongeBob music and seeing lots of home runs too. David, this is an example of, hey, the story on the surface is
you know, the SpongeBob guy, he wears the costume to the stadium and whatever. But if you dig a little deeper, you get to know that, you know, this is a guy who loves stats and loves numbers and loves baseball and has this fascinating project that you could talk to him about, you know, all these stadiums and fields all over Ohio that he's researched. It's just another example of how, you know, baseball is such a great way to bring people together. And you continue to do a great job of that, I think, not just with the costume, but with the project as well. And I hope a lot of people find it and figure it out and use it and get a lot of enjoyment out of it. And I hope you get all your goals too, because it would be a shame if some team doesn't, you know, put you to good use.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate that.
Oh, David, just good luck, man. And, hope you graduate and, have, a good career, and hopefully we see you at the ballpark sometime this coming season, 2023.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I really think that this team has a lot of potential to go far, and I'll announce it if I go to the stadium again in the suit.
All right, that's David Rusovsky, the SpongeBob guy, who's got the high school baseball fields project. Look him up on Twitter. And we'll talk to you again here on the Cleveland Baseball Talk podcast.